TED Audio Collective. This is a special episode of TED Talks Daily featuring entrepreneur and co-founder of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg. It's from The Way We Work, an original video series from TED. In each episode, leaders and thinkers offer practical wisdom and insight into how you can adapt and thrive at work when the rules are always changing. You can find season one of The Way We Work on TED.com.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
The basic problem with working in an office is you're just not in control of your work environment. Howdy, my name is Matt, and I'm the CEO of Automattic, the company behind WordPress.com, Jetpack, and WooCommerce. We're coming up on over 800 employees, and they live everywhere, from California to Alabama, Mississippi, to where I live in Texas. They're also in 67 countries, Canada, Mexico, India, New Zealand. Some of them choose not even to have a home base. They're nomads. Whether they're in RVs or traveling through Airbnbs, they're in new places every day, week, or month. As long as they can find good Wi-Fi, we don't care where they are. Our focus on distributed work wasn't something to happen accidentally. It was a conscious choice from the very beginning. In fact, you'll probably notice I don't use the word remote because it sets up the expectation there are some people that are essential, some that aren't. I use the word distributed to describe what we do, where everyone is on an equal playing field. I think a distributed workforce is the most effective way to build a company. The key is that you have to approach it consciously. When we started WordPress, many of the first 20 hires were people who I'd never met in person, but we'd already collaborated online, sometimes for years. I wanted to continue that as the company grew for one simple reason. I believe that talent and intelligence are equally distributed throughout the world, but opportunity is not. In Silicon Valley, you have the big tech companies fishing from essentially the same small pond or bay. By making the company distributed, we can fish from the entire ocean. Instead of hiring someone who grew up in Japan but now lives in California, you can gain someone who lives, works, wakes up in the morning, and goes to sleep every night, wherever they are in the world. They bring a different understanding of that culture and a different lived experience day to day. At the base of the decision to go distributed, there's a desire to give people autonomy over how they do their work. Unless you're in a role where specific hours are important, you can make your own schedule. Everyone can have a corner office. They can have their windows. They can have the food they want to eat. You can choose when there's music and when there's silence. You can choose what temperature the room should be. You can choose to save the time you'd spend commuting every day and put that into other things that are more important to you. A distributed workforce is ideal for a technology company, but I often get the question, hey, this works great for y'all, but what about everyone else? If you already have an office, there are a few things you can do to build distributed capability. First, document everything. In an office, it's easy to make decisions in the moment, in the kitchen, in the hall, but if people work remotely and some members of the team are having those conversations they don't have access to, they'll see these decisions being made without understanding the why. Always leave a trail of where you were and what you were thinking about. This allows others to pick up where you left off. That's great for allowing people in different time zones to interact. It's also great to think about as an organization evolves with people leaving and people joining. Along those same lines, try to have as much communication as possible online. When everything's shared in public, it allows those new people to read through and catch up quickly. You also need to find the right tools. There are so many apps and services that help with day-to-day communication, video conferencing, project management, you name it. If you look around the office, the things that changed how you work probably aren't objects anymore. The things you access through your computer. So test out and experiment with different tools that enable collaboration. See what works. Create productive face-to-face time. In a traditional office, you're in the same place 48 weeks out of the year, and you might have 3 or 4 weeks where you're not together. We try to flip that. So we come together for short, intense bursts. Once a year, we do a grand meetup where the entire company comes together for a week. It's kind of half work, half play. The primary goal is connecting people. When we leave, we want to make sure that everyone's aligned and on the same page, and that they have a deeper connection with their colleagues, so that when they work together the rest of the year, they can bring together that understanding and empathy. And the final practice is give people the flexibility to make their own work environment. Every person at Automatic has a co-working stipend that they can put towards a co-working space or just to buy coffee so they don't get kicked out of the coffee shop. We even had one group in Seattle that decided to pool their stipends together and rented a workspace on a fishing pier. Also, when each person joins the company, we give them a home office stipend. This is money they can invest in getting the right chair, the right monitor, the right desk setup so that they can have the most productive environment for them. Today, there are just a few companies that are distributed first, but if you fast forward a decade or two, I predict that 90% of companies that are going to be changing the course of the world are going to function this way. I think that companies will evolve to be distributed first, or that they'll be replaced by those that are. As you think about what you're going to build next, definitely consider how you can tap into global talent, give people autonomy to live and work wherever they feel they should, and still participate fully in whatever it is that you're creating together.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.